Welcome everybody, Shia number 1014. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaran Zisa, Le'ila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, Le'refu Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leia Nachama, and Le'refu Shalema Esther Bas Solha Shetaka Havrefu Shalema B'Seich Shachar Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Mavir, kindling a fire. Okay, we're trying to get to the end, a few more ins and outs, a few more shilas here and there. In reference to kindling a fire, I just want to talk. There's one interesting thing. It brings down Reb Simcha Benim Kohn Shlita in the Aura of Shabbos on page 155. It's actually more of a Bishul cooking question, but it does come up quite often. I know by us, and I'm sure by everybody else. And it's an important thing. It has to do a little bit with the boiler. He brings out a reference to if hot water was left on Shabbos. It's an old shaila. The person left hot water running. Are they allowed to turn it off? We're not talking about turning on. Obviously, we don't turn on hot water on Shabbos. That's a question of cooking the water. We're not getting into the whole thing in reference to the boiler and so on. But now the hot water was left on. Am I allowed to turn it off? So he brings this down in this section, actually. So that's why I just want to read it real quickly. And what we're going to just say, I'm going to quote, it's on page 155, the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, if I remember correctly, also brings it down the same way in general. But he says like this: if hot water was left running from before Shabbos or was turned on accidentally on Shabbos, like, right, we don't turn on hot water on Shabbos by mistake, a kid turned it on, somebody hit the knob, whatever, was turned on accidentally or left on. So turning it off on Shabbos may be problematic. Well, okay, so when would it be problematic? If the hot water was running full force for a long time, he says, at some point, the water remaining in the tank will probably cool down to below Yad Seledis, by the water remaining in the hot water tank. Shutting off the faucet would cause the cold water remaining in the tank to be heated up. That's always the problem. The water in the tank is cooled down below Yad Seledis, by. So now you're in effect really, you know, reheating the water that cooled down, or possibly there could be new water there. But Lamaisi says like this. I just want to go straight the way he says it. Will probably cool down below Yad Seledis by shutting off the faucet would cause the cold water remaining in the tank to be heated, effectively cooking the water. So therefore, a Jew would not be allowed to turn it off. A Jew may not shut the hot water, but they would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to do so, right? You just ask a guy, let's say, to turn off the water, like we say, we keep on saying, that's a psik resha. He's turning off the hot water and finish. Psik resha, or inevitably the water is going to get cooked in the tank, but again, it's psik resha, and his intention is to turn off the water. By a guy, we say in general, there's no psik resha. But the bottom line is, so that's usually not so much the case where it's running for a long period of time, but what does come up quite often, he says, if, however, the water was running for only a short period of time, right? It happens to all of us. By mistake, we hit the hot water. Oy, I hit the hot water by mistake, right? I forgot it's Shabbos, or hit it, and I didn't realize I was hot. I thought it was a cold. Whatever the case is, now the question is, could I turn it off, right? It was going for a very short period of time. How long could it have been going over there? A few seconds. So if, however, the water was running for only a short time, or is running very slowly, let's say even if it's running for a little bit of a longer period of time, but it's just running very slowly, and the water is still very hot, then a Jewish person, a Yid, may turn off the faucet. In this situation, he says, one may assume that the water in the tank is still hot. That's the whole point over here, that you're not cooking up the water in the tank, and if it's still hot, there's no problem. Then you're not cooking anything. Therefore, shutting the outflow of water does not cause the water in the tank to be cooked. Since the new water, since the new water flowing in the tank is already becoming hot upon entry, thus shutting the flow of water has no effect at all. So he brings this down, by the way, from Sefer Nishma Shabbos, basically in Hilchas Bishul and so on. Again, like I mentioned, I'm not going to go through the whole thing right now, but the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos also says the same thing. It depends how long, if it's left on running strong, you know, for a longer period of time, then it's running into a problem. Just if somebody just left it on, they just turned it on, it was only running for a short period of time or going at a very slow rate, whatever, the hot water, then to turn it off. Again, we're talking about specifically turning it off would not be a problem. This all could be found in the, again, on page 155 in the Aura of Shabbos. There's one more quick thing. It's just while we're on the subject, basically, again, these are some of the halachas of Bishul, but it's important to keep in mind, does have to do in conjunction with, the tank, water tank, hot water tank, and so on. It brings from the Ber Moshe, again, the Sefer Ora of Shabbos on page 154, if a hot water faucet was left running from before Shabbos. Person left the water on from before Shabbos, hot water. Now, it's not a question of turning it off now, but, what about, could I use the water? Could I use the hot water, right? The hot water may be used on Shabbos. One will be allowed to use the hot water on Shabbos. As far as turning it off, we just spoke about, but in reference to using it, one could use it. However, one may not increase the flow of hot water. We don't turn on water, you can't increase the flow of hot water either, because this would cause cold water to simultaneously enter the tank. So that one has to be careful. Of course, we don't turn on the hot water, we don't increase the flow, and so on. Right, and then he brings, if one wishes to turn on the cold water, let's say the hot water's on, this is how it is, it's staying on, this amount of water coming in. If one wishes to turn on the cold water faucet while the hot water faucet is running, let's say like it's cold water in the winter, it's very hot, sometimes it's very hot on the hands, very cold water. So if one wishes to turn on the cold water faucet while the hot water faucet is running, they must make sure that the quantity of cold water, by turning on the cold water, nothing's really happening as far as the boiler in the tank, the hot water tank, because the cold water comes through the pipes. It's nothing to do with the hot water tank, but it's a problem as far as coming in, because if there's hot water, and now you put in cold water coming into the faucet, right, you're going to be cooking up the water. So if one wishes to turn on the cold water faucet while the hot water faucet is running, they must make sure that the quantity of cold water the person lets in is great enough that the mixture of water running in will not become heated to the temperature of Yad Saleh display, which we know is Lefi Rav Moshe above 110. In other words, they would have to put on, the cold water at a very, put it on high at one blast. Like this doesn't cook up the water. If you're putting in a small amount of, you turn on the small amount of cold water coming into the faucet, then that hot water is going to cook up the cold water, right? Or it's going to bring it up above 110. Once it brings it up above 110, that's cooking on Shabbos. So one has to be careful. That's called Yad Saleh Despo. We learned all this in the Halachas of Bishul. So just real quickly, one has to make sure if in fact they turn on the cold water, it should be a large flow at one time. Because if it just warms up the water, that's okay. It's just it can't make it above 110. And putting in a large amount will not, the hot water won't cook it up. And the person has to judge the amount of water coming out. So it's a very important thing to be careful, because these things do happen, especially in the wintertime and so on. So now I just wanted to mention real quickly that sometimes we do come across something like in this case in the order of Shabbos that we didn't really get too much into in a different halacha, like for example in the halacha of Bishul cooking, we didn't really get too much into the faucets. We mentioned it here and there. Number one and number two, it's a good chazara, because many of us that are listening to the shiurim today we finished the Bishul shiurim a few years ago. So it's important to review certain things which come up if they're brought down in certain sfarim in conjunction with a different malacha, possibly, as we could understand, mavir, kindling a fire, does have to do a little bit with cooking also, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.